Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay here on Pensacola Morning News. It's 7-11, and it's 7-11. It's 71 degrees. Whoa, that's kind of weird. And so 71 degrees, going to be high about 74. We will have we could have some bad weather today off and on is what they're saying. By this afternoon, like 2 o'clock, supposed to get a lot of rain, and it could be some more bad weather. You just heard right there with David Wayne about a potential tornado that hit yesterday. We'll talk about that a little bit later this hour, around 7:35-ish as well. Yesterday was, and by the way, you want to weigh in, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Be sure to listen to Pensacola Morning News and Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin for a chance to win tickets to Pensacon that comes up this weekend from the 14th to the 16th. And actually later this hour, we'll be giving away another pair of tickets to go attend. So stick around for that. All right. Now I did not realize that yesterday was a special date, but, did you survive Red Tuesday? I didn't even heard of Red Tuesday. I didn't know Red Tuesday. Yeah, but Red Tuesday sounds like it's like we were just talking about Galentine's Day just last hour. That sounds like a Galentine's night. Like you have a Galentine's night and then they wake up the next morning and they find out that they're all in sync on the same day. That's Red Tuesday. Like that would have been my thought process beforehand. But apparently Red Tuesday is the most popular day of the year to get dumped. That's right. Breakups happen on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, I guess. It's okay.
Wait, Thanksgiving.
It's exactly why you think. 36% of people said that they ended a relationship the week running up to Valentine's Day. And 66% of those did so on Tuesdays. On the Tuesday leading up to it.
Why just a random Tuesday?
I don't know. I guess.
Why can't we do Wednesday or Monday?
I guess just the day. I guess they're like, you know what? We're not going to go Monday because Monday seems too eager to break up.
Okay. Gotcha.
We're gonna go Wednesday because that doesn't give them enough time to go find another date or something on Valentine's Day if they want to do that or make plans. So Tuesday is like, I'm not eager. This is hard for me. I don't really want to let this go. But giving you enough time to be able to make plans for Valentine's Day. There you go. That would be the reasoning, I guess. By the way, if you're one of many who might have gotten dumped yesterday on Red Tuesday or anytime recently, then there's a gift that the Memphis Zoo is providing for you. It's a fundraiser, so you're also benefiting them for $10. They will name an elephant turd after your ex.
Turd? You right. Really said that? They're going to name an elephant.
Gonna name get a name an elephant poo after your former boo.
Wow. I'd lose a lot of money on that one, but.
Boy. Yes. So they want the tagline, name a turd after a turd. All proceeds will go to help for the zoo's take care of the zoo's 3,500 animals. And it's not just for your exes. If you have an annoying neighbor, or overbearing mother-in-law, or coworker who still gives you nightmares, that's on their website. For $10, you get a digital card.
Nice.
Yes, showing the naming rights, as well as a shareable video of elephant poo hitting a pile of more elephant poo. So now what's missing is the narration.
Yes.
You just need the narration, like, all right, you asked for it. Here it is. Sharon is coming out right now. You can see her head poking out. welcoming herself to the world. And she just fell right on top of Bill, John, and Zach. Oh boy, you know, it's like a poo going on to another poo. They all have names. It's all named after somebody. So yeah, there you go. That's by the way, if you are interested, memphiszoo.org is where you go. The deadline is, I believe, today is the deadline to try to get a turd named after your turd. Boy, or get a poo named after your former boo.
There you go. I like that.
It is kind of funny, though. That is kind of.
It really is. That's pretty creative, too.
Very creative. Yes. Good for them and a fundraising opportunity. If you are also somebody who got dumped recently, got some good news for you, possibly. That's right after Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. We're seeing some slowdowns on I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29. So just be aware that, speaking of Highway 29, if you're going northbound toward Airport Boulevard, you're going to see some delays at that intersection. It looks like no delays on Highway 90. 98 is kind of thinning out right now. Good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Got a text here. It says, is there a poo registry like the Star Registry? Yeah, that would be good.
That's good.
Yeah, you should definitely do that one. And then you like send it to your ex. Yeah, I named a turd after you. There you go.
There you go. You can watch it.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible. If you are recently single, here's good news. You live in the best state for singles. According to Wallet Hub, Florida ranks numero uno when it comes to states for singles. That would be because we come in number 3 overall for dating opportunities. We come in 2nd overall for romance and fun. Come in 34th when it comes to dating economics, though. That's not so great. Number 2 is New York, 3 California, 4 Texas, and number 5 best states for singles is Illinois. Then when you look at the bottom states, well, by the way, Alabama comes about right in the middle. And when you look at the bottom states, worst would be West Virginia, Arkansas, North Dakota, Wyoming, and Kentucky. Which I was looking at that list before, and I'm like, even if you do the next one, Alaska is next. Yet nobody lives in these states.
They don't.
So I guess
I'm like, who lives there?
Yeah, nobody. So it's like Wyoming, North Dakota, Alaska. There's no population. So no wonder it's worse for singles. Like there's no options for you. And in West Virginia and Arkansas, the bottom two. I mean, you know, like, oh man, I moved here to West Virginia. I can't get any dates because I'm not related to anybody. Like that's the scenario that's going on in Arkansas and West Virginia. So you can see why those are bad spots for By the way, the states that have the most single adults, though, is not Florida. We don't even rank in the top 5. It's New Mexico, Louisiana, Nevada, Rhode Island, and New York has the largest share of single adults. So yeah, I thought that was kind of a
interesting
one right there. But yeah, if you're here in Florida, we are the number one place when it comes to single adults. So we'll have to see I don't know if that does anything different for when you're approaching Valentine's Day. So I don't know. I don't like the Valentine's Day thing. It's just, I mean, it's obviously a commercial thing, but you have to, like, you're obligated to do something. Otherwise you're a heartless human being. So it's a catch-22. All right. Coming up here next, we're going to get an update from David Wayne in the newsroom. Plus, President Donald J. Trump has an executive order that is set to create 250 statues. Some people are saying it's too expensive, waste of money. Doge needs to shut it down. I'll tell you how they can save some money with it. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. In an ever-changing world, it's important to know that God never changes. Governments change, interest rates change, the seasons change, relationships and even stoplights change. But the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It says in the book of James that in God there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Malachi 3:6, God says, I am the Lord, I change not. The God that parted the Red Sea for Moses and the children of Israel to walk on dry land is the same God who can provide a way of escape from your trial. The God who dropped manna from heaven can provide heavenly nourishment for you today. In a world full of changes, rejoice in the fact that Jesus never changes.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
With the arrival of the all-electric Volkswagen ID. Buzz, there's a lot of excitement generating at P4 Imports on New Warrington Road. The highly anticipated new VW van brings the past back to life while aiming toward the future with bold innovation that promises to impress. Catch an ID. Buzz on your exclusive test drive today. And while you're there, check out the 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport. These full-sized SUV models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months or up to $4,500 in customer discounts. And the 2024 Tiguan, VW's crossover, is available for 0% financing for a full 60 months or up to $3,000 in rebates. Peakmore Imports on New Warrington Road has the distinctive and innovative design that Volkswagen drivers love to drive home. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peakmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Discounts are a standalone offer and not to be combined with special APR rates offered through Volkswagen Financial Services. Qualifying credit offer expires March 3rd, 2025.
Ladies, are you looking to make a big difference in the new year? I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded over $17 million to nonprofit organizations in our community. Women 18 and older are invited to upcoming Meet and Mingle events, with March 1st as our membership deadline. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit impact100pensacola.org.
Investing in times like these can be scary. If you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances, Armada Advisors will put you on the right path to success. Find out how today at 9, as Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors will be on the Pensacola Expert Panel to find a better way to successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. That's today at 9 with Armada Advisors on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
About 74. This is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rosti, filling in for Andrew today as he's out this week. Got somebody else coming in tomorrow and Friday for you. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll be giving away another pair of tickets to go see Pensacon this weekend, February 14th through the 16th. Also, listen to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin for chances to win a pair of tickets as well. So there you go. There is Trump's. Trump's got a plan to build the 250 statues of American heroes. So it was actually something that was planned before and then scrapped. It's called the National Garden of American Heroes. He said, as we approach the 250th anniversary of our country's founding, I have signed an executive order to resume the process of creating a new national park full of statues of the greatest Americans who ever lived. And so this is one that would, so he created this order during his first term and then it was scrapped. And so now he's re-implemented it. And so he wants to be a statuary park named the National Garden of American Heroes. And it'll be historically significant Americans who have contributed positively to America throughout its history. So You know, I think about when, if you've been to DC and you've seen like the Vietnam garden area, it has these statues of Vietnam soldiers and everything. I guess it'd be something like that, but it would be, you know, 250 of different significant Americans in history. And so I like the idea, but I'm seeing a lot of people complain and saying, look, this is going to cost too much. It's unnecessary. And it's going to be very costly. But would it be that costly if all the statues are of Donald J. Trump? And I know what you're thinking. You're just going, you know what? This is supposed to be 250 different Americans who have contributed positively to America throughout its history. I'm just trying to save some money, okay? Let's just make it 250 of Donald Trump. And then what you could do is that you could save even more money. Initially, I was thinking you just have him dressed up as different characters. It's just Donald Trump dressed up as different characters. That way you save money on the casting of his face, of the face. So instead, just make him, but that's too much work too. Just make them all the exact same one. Donald J. Trump dressed up in his suit with his hair. And then you just have like a little placard in front of it. And like, this is Donald Trump portraying George Washington. Then you have the exact same statue, like 10 feet over. You go, this is Donald J. Trump representing Susan B. Anthony. And then you have little information about Susan B. Anthony, a little information about George Washington, right? Here's Donald J. Trump representing Martin Luther King Jr. And then it has little information about Martin Luther King Jr. And here's Donald J. Trump, 45th president, representing, you know, you just go on like that. And it saves money. And then, you know what? Trump will be happy. And we have a National Garden to recognize all the constituent or all the contributors to American history. And it saves money that way. I'm trying to be efficient. I'm applying for a position with DOGE, the Office of Efficiency. Yeah, there you go. Got some text here. What day are the tickets for? Oh, the ones that we give away are, you can go any day, 14th through the 16th. So they're just at will call. Yeah, you gotta put himself there before he can get on Mount Rushmore. Yeah, there's a good point too. You know what? Mount Rushmore has another spot there open and available and ready for Trump. He's got to start cementing the legacy first, maybe the 250 statues. There is, there's all the money for the statues with his DOGE stuff. Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're saying that's what it is. DOGE is actually trying to figure out how to fund 250 statues. All in Trump's likeness. I'm just kidding. By the way, I'm totally joking about the Trump's likeness thing. That is not the plan. The plan really is to have statues of 250 different people. I hope you realize that. just take all the statues that would have been removed by the woke Democrats and you won't have to spend any more money on new statues. Oh, there you go. I think it would be hilarious if he made the status of worst American politicians. Can't do that because Biden and Obama already have that status. So there needs to be a bronze statue of Sheriff Morgan. Oh boy, it's been a while since we had Sheriff Morgan talk. Yeah, definitely been a while on that one. Did I just blow past traffic on the fives? I think I might have. I don't remember. Did we do traffic?
Let's
do traffic on the tens. Go ahead, give us a quick.
All right, real quick. We've got an accident that just happened on Pine Forest Road and Mobile Highway. No road blockage associated with that one, but I'm starting to see just some minor delays. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. Starting to see a 10 to 15 minute delay there, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
There is, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick for a quick update.
All right, yeah, we've got a quick update on news here. The man accused of orchestrating the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur in 1996 has been indicted on new charges. Court records show 61-year-old Dwayne Davis was indicted Friday on charges of battery by a prisoner and challenging someone to a fight. Davis is suspected of ordering the drive-by shooting that led to Tupac Shakur's death in Las Vegas.
News, I'm CJ Papa. Tulsi Gabbard expected to be confirmed as director of national intelligence. The vote at 11 a.m. Eastern.
Gabbard has support from hesitant Republicans like Maine Senator Susan Collins and Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski. Now, those two have a reputation for going against their party, and they both voted against Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. This all comes as the Judiciary Committee is also preparing to send Kash Patel's nomination for FBI director to the Senate floor. That is expected to happen tomorrow.
Fox's Brooke Singman. American teacher Mark Fogel is home following his release from a Russian prison where he spent the last 3 years. He met President Trump last night, who described the talk he had with Fogel's mother on the campaign trail.
If you win, will you get my son out? And I promise she's 95 years old. And I said, we'll get him out. And we got him out pretty quickly.
The president says another person detained will be released today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 70 degrees and cloudy this morning across the area. Well, there was damage yesterday to buildings, power lines. Several people were injured when a possible tornado hit on Copter Road. That's near the Ellison Industrial Park.
Telling us that it was a tornado. We haven't also seen any photos of a tornado touching down. That's not to say that it did not happen. But the National Weather Service, they'll be out in the morning to survey what has happened, and so we'll know more then. But for now, we know something has happened. We just cannot confirm exactly what it was.
And that's Escambia County Emergency Coordinator Scotland Williams. The County Emergency Management Team was monitoring that situation yesterday. A lot of damage reported, and included buildings and the roofs being ripped off, several buildings and power lines, or several power lines were knocked down, and three people suffered minor injuries. One person was injured after a shooting at an Escambia County park yesterday. Escambia deputies were called to Oakcrest Park on Opal Avenue about 8 o'clock last night for this shots fired incident. There were five people in the park at the time. One woman was injured. She was reportedly grazed by a bullet. A home and a vehicle nearby were damaged. Escambia County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating so far. We don't have any word on suspects. Well, last week, the leading offer for the OLF 8 property in Beulah was withdrawn by Beulah Town Center after Escambia County's Board of Commissioners changed their minds on negotiating exclusively with only one developer.
It was a verbal agreement, basically, that they were going to give them to our second meeting in March, which I thought was extended, but that's kind of what the board had agreed on. Well, then that evening, the board did an about-face, which I wish we wouldn't have done that. I wish we'd given a little bit more time. So then Beulah Town Center just pulled out.
Commission Chair Mike, Escambia Board of Commissioners Chair Mike Kohler, and he says the board needs to reflect on why developers keep pulling away from negotiating with Escambia County. Well, yesterday, the Gulf of Mexico was officially changed to Gulf of America on both Google and Apple Maps. Now, a Florida lawmaker wants to change how state laws refer to it. State Senator Nick DeSegli filing a bill yesterday which would call for the body of water to be called Gulf of America in state documents. President Trump issued an executive order last month to rename the Gulf on a federal level, as the Gulf of America. DeSegli wrote on X, he wants state records to reflect the new name of that beautiful body of water. A state lawmaker is upset with those who have what he's calling keyboard courage. Senate President Ben Albritton said yesterday that some Republicans got death threats during the recent immigration battle with Governor DeSantis. Albritton says one of those who received the threats was Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Simpson. Albritton said people who threatened Simpson and his family are grotesque, and he called that out of line. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No new accidents to let you know about, but if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound, all the way from Pine Forest all the way through, well, actually 9 Mile through Pine Forest through Highway 29. We are seeing some major backups. Expect about a 10 to 15 minute delay, maybe even longer as the congestion traffic keeps going. Also, if you're traveling, let's see here, on Highway 90 going into Pensacola from Pace, you're going to see just some minor delays there. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now we're Channel 3 weather.
We are going to be seeing a warm, humid day today with temperatures near 77 degrees in the afternoon. Pop-up showers and thunderstorms possible. Heading overnight tonight, a severe threat moves in. Slight risk of severe weather, level 2 out of 5 as a strong storm moves in. As we go overnight, temperatures dropping near 63. For Thursday, storms will still be moving in through the early morning hours, ending as you head into the late morning with a high near 72 in the afternoon. Stay connected. Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 70 and cloudy right now. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The outlook for the January CPI calls for a monthly increase of 0.3% for the all items index and a 12-month inflation rate of 2.9%. Core readings are projected at 0.3% and 3.1% respectively. Data drops in 10 minutes. Tesla's shares fell 6% and have dropped for 5 straight days, wiping out over $200 billion in market cap. The latest slide came after Chinese rival BYD announced plans to develop autonomous vehicle technology with DeepSeek. CEO Charles Lang said he is confident that the company will file its delayed annual report by the Securities and Exchange Commission's February 25th deadline. The company also said it expects to hit $40 billion in revenue in fiscal 2026. Analysts polled by LSEG expected $30 billion in revenue for the period. Futures are mixed. Dow Industrials yesterday gained 123. The NASDAQ down 70. The S&P 500 up 2. That's your money now.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hey, if you're 64, turning 65, or you're retiring, or you just need to make some changes to your Medicare coverage, look, I know that it's a little bit apprehensive, it's a little bit weird. People have probably been calling you or sending you letters, maybe emails, trying to persuade you that this is some big thing. It's really not. Just call somebody you can trust. Ricky Stewart, a longtime friend of mine. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one part that she does is she helps people get transitioned over onto Medicare and answer your questions about supplement and Advantage and, you know, what is Medicaid? Does it apply to me? Great questions. Ask her. She knows how to handle prescription drugs, all of that stuff. She's great at it. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Here in the Pensacola area, going to be a high of about 74, so not much warmer than what it is right now. It is going to be a cloudy day today. It's cloudy right now. Chance of rain picks up as the day goes on, up to 80% chance of rain by 2 o'clock. By later tonight, sorry. So just as the day goes on, there's a chance of rain, and then we could have some storms later today. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew today. He'll be back on Monday, so we got some other people filling in later in the week. Join us right now on our News Radio 92.3 hotline is Mayor D.C. Reeves from Pensacola. Mayor, thanks for joining us here on News Radio 92.3.
Morning, Bobby. How are you?
Doing very well. So what's going on in the city that we need to know about this week?
We got lots of things going on. There's a few interesting, projects that we get lots of questions about. The work at American Magic on Warehouse 10 continues. They've got about 20 or 30 employees already back. I believe the boat coming back from Barcelona is going to get here on Friday. And so that project will obviously be worked on through the summer. For their new permanent headquarters at the port. And then, the one we get asked a lot about, of course, is Baptist Hospital. Because of the snowstorm, we were expecting to get bid packages back on February 17th, and we've extended that to February 27th. And so what that means is we'll have an indication of the overall project cost, with five qualified bidders, and whether, the funding that we've procured is sufficient enough to get the demolition done. We feel pretty good about it. The actual bid won't be selected more than likely until April 3rd, but most importantly, we'll get an indication of if the dollars that we fought for are going to be able to cover the demolition costs, which, again, we feel confident about, but we won't know that answer for sure until the end of this month. So. Obviously getting lots of questions about red light cameras, those have started, the grace period was January. So now tickets are going out in February. And, so we're starting to just see that data come in that lagged about a week behind. So we'll know in March, kind of how this first month went, those are probably some of the main things among, lots of stuff going on, of course, in the city.
I did have some questions about the American Magic situation as well, but before I get to that, I did have a question. We were talking the other day about how the county is wanting to finalize a Chappie James Memorial at the base of the bridge, mm-hmm. but they're wanting to do some sort of, do some sort of partnership with the city, where the city would eventually take it over, which means the city would eventually take over the maintenance of it. Where is that looking like as far as the city and Chappie James Memorial? Is there any progress in that area, or does that look like that's
let's just talk. The city's commitment and obligation to Chappie James has already been completed. So in other words, we way back when had contributed dollars to the project. I think it was actually under Mayor Robinson, this before my time. We worked on a perfectly valid lease agreement to allow them to have that. If listeners out there have listened to me over the last 2.5 years, we are very cognizant of taking on maintenance in perhaps the ways that we weren't before, where we would take a lot of things and then have to maintain them for a long time, and then lo and behold, they break. And then it's our job to fix them, which has felt like a big chunk of my job for 2.5 years. And so we're trying to get out of that habit. So, of course, we're going to be mindful of, what we're taking on, what donation we're taking, and then what are the maintenance responsibilities. That being said, the only thing that's up in question right now is that the foundation has gone to the county and to the TDC and said, hey, can you use TDC dollars on this? The county has went and gotten an AG opinion that says, we've got to tweak a couple of things in the agreement with the city. Right now, it's not valid for you to use TDC, but if the city's agreement says this, this, and this, then it would be valid, ultimately, is the AG's opinion. So what I've indicated is I've gone back to the county, the TDC, and Chappie James publicly and said, we'll make whatever minor changes need to be made in the agreement, period. Okay. What is being discussed is very minor. But to be honest with you, I think before we are asked to go make changes to a perfectly valid agreement, then I want an indication from the TDC or the county that they're going to actually approve the funding. You know, right. So as the term I used during the press conference is, we're not going to chase ghosts. We're not going to get suggestions from people undo a perfectly good agreement, make changes with an agreement in the foundation. Then they go back and then they vote against funding it. Then why are we making changes? You know, so the way I see it is the ball is in the county or TDC's court to give some indication that says, okay, you know, the mayor's willing, the city's willing to make whatever minor changes the AG suggested to allow us to use this funding stream. If we are going to do that, then
as long as it's approved,
we should show an indication that we're going to actually fund it. And then we can get those changes done. So we're somehow stuck in the middle of something pretty minor here. And I think there's decisions that need to be made somewhere else before, you know, it more so than any issues that we have.
I have a couple of questions from some listeners for you, Mayor. But first let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens, and I'll come back with these questions for you.
That's right. If you're traveling I-10 eastbound from 9 Mile all the way through Highway 29, expect about a 25 to 30 minute delay there due to congestion. And also the front gate to NAS is backed up all the way to St. John School Zone. So just be aware of that as they're doing military exercises this morning in security. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We have Mayor D.C. Reeves from Pensacola on right now, and we just talked about the city support for Chappie James Memorial, gave us an update that American Magic is coming back and they're finalizing all that. So with American Magic, they are expected to be done with that and like fully moved in this summer, right?
Yeah, it might go into the fall. I mean, yes and yes. They're already moving into Warehouse 9, contiguous to the permanent headquarters. That's already happening now. So yes, they're already on port, basically. It's just a matter of, you know, as any project is, you know, getting through delays and everything else to get the actual their main facility done. But yes, the goal is to have the 66,000 square foot Warehouse 10 complete sometime, probably more September-ish. But again, they're already here and we're already making accommodations for whatever they're going to be doing between now and then on port as well. So, you know, it's business as usual in that sense.
I have a texter who brought up that military Pelican Square, we don't have a Space Force Pelican. And they even stated they would be interested in donating to have a Space Force Pelican. Didn't know if the city has any plans to add one to support the newest branch of the military.
Well, hey, you know, anybody that wants to, you know, donate something to the city, they can always email me. That hasn't come up or had any indication, but it's not, I can confidently say it's not a city protest of the Space Force. It's probably right. The relative newness of such organization is the reason that it wouldn't be there compared to the Army or the Navy, et cetera.
Yeah.
So,
honestly, I didn't even think about it until the text came in. I'm like, wow, there isn't a Space Force one, but it's so new. I don't think anybody, you know, it's just a matter of just being the newness of it. I would probably think would be the biggest issue right there.
Sure. Tell me,
any update with the lights on 3 Mile Bridge? Because they went out during the snowstorm, some of them were turned back on, but still having reports from listeners that the lights going to Gulf Breeze side, like once you get over the hump, those are still out. Is that like, do we know anything going on with that?
I know they've, as always with anything with a state road or state bridge, we're always in conversations with FDOT and getting updates. It's not something we control at the city. It's a state road in a state bridge. So we try to stay on top of it as much as possible. I know that they were working through electrical issues and that there was a contractor out there with the last update I got last week. And that was right before they got some of the lights on. As with anything, with the 3 Mile Bridge, you know, we can request information, but, you know, that's going to move at the speed of FDOT getting that job done. And, you know, we just try to apprise people as they progress.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Mayor DC Reeves from Pensacola. Thanks for joining us here on Pensacola Morning News, and we'll talk to you again here shortly.
All right. Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you. So there you go. There is a rash of the flu. This is the highest flu activity, according to the CDC, in 15 years. And the states that are getting hit the hardest right now would be Texas, New Mexico, Nebraska, Tennessee, West Virginia, Ohio, and Michigan. And next hardest hit ones are mostly in the South, like Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, Mississippi. And then we're kind of in, like, Florida's kind of like, we have a lot of cases, high cases. We're on the upper end of high cases, but we're not like extreme like some of those other states I just mentioned are. And so the CDC just pointing out that there's it's just a big, it's the worst it's been since we had the swine flu breakout back in like 2009, 2010. So they're just kind of warning people to, you know, be safe, wash your hands, don't touch your face. You know, if somebody's sick, try to stay away from them, you know, all that whole mess. There was a potential tornado in Ferry Pass area. There's a video that PNJ has that was submitted to them that shows, I mean, if that's the actual footage, then yeah, it was definitely a tornado. I mean, it's, you can see it as clear as day. It's a tornado. I just, you know, it's just unconfirmed whether or not it was the actual weather event from yesterday. But when you look at the photos from yesterday, you got to be thinking, like, what else could it have been? I mean, when you see the damage that was done, it clearly looks like it was a tornado that hit. And so three people were hospitalized from that event as well. Hopefully they're doing okay. Coming up here next, I do want to give an update on the immigration plan that is at the governor's desk. There's a few bills that the state legislature is trying to vote on tomorrow pertaining to that. So we'll talk about that next right here on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for him right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week, we'll talk about the three big things happening in Pensacola, including Pensacola Mardi Gras, SBC Basketball, and this weekend's Pensacon.
Friday at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Summer, summer, summertime. Summertime. Time to sit back and unwind.
It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but Andrew's off on vacation this week, so I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for him today. He'll be back on Monday. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. There is, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives first, and then I'll get into a couple news stories.
Well, if you're traveling I-10 eastbound from 9 Mile all the way through Highway 29, basically traffic is at a standstill. It's cars barely moving due to construction, so pack an extra 20, 30 minutes. So my advice, avoid that area. Also, if you're coming from Pace into Pensacola via Highway 90, You're starting to see some congestion delays before you get to the scenic 9 mile split off. And also we're dealing with NAS front gate is backed up all the way to the St. John school zone. So just be aware of that as they're if you're headed to the front gate. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Lawmakers here in our state are looking to get together tomorrow to vote on some of the immigration like package stuff. So they have, you know, this will be their third meeting that they've gotten together to try to vote on things to deal with immigration, which is what the governor had had a special session for. So part of what they're voting on is there would be the creation of a state board of immigration enforcement. The state board would be made up of the governor, the agricultural commissioner, the attorney general, and the state chief financial officer. What they would do is they would coordinate immigration enforcement activities from in the state with what's going on with federal officials. And the bigger part is they would figure out how to dole out the $250 million worth of grants to local law enforcement agencies. Now, here's what's interesting. The decisions by the board would have to be unanimous. So not majority consent, but unanimous consent. And so, which is interesting because if you think about it, just a couple of years ago, our agricultural commissioner was Nikki Fried, who is a Democrat, who is very, very outspoken against crackdowns on illegal immigration. So that could have really put some, you know, that could have made it very interesting to see how the money would be doled out. There's another measure they're going to be voting on that would require sheriffs and county jail administrators to cooperate with federal immigration officials. So there's been a lot of sheriffs around the country and county jail administrators around the country who have said, we're not going to comply with ICE and immigration enforcement. Well, they're looking to pass a bill here in the state of Florida that would require them to do so. And if they don't, then they could get fined $5,000 and they could even be suspended from certain offices. So they're working on a bunch of things like that. The Associated Press says it was blocked from the Oval Office. They were not allowed to go to the Oval Office on Tuesday for an event. And they were told because they do not align their editorial standards with President Trump's executive order renaming Gulf of Mexico as Gulf of America. And it's, of course, a bunch of journalists who are all up in arms. How dare this is an infringement on the First Amendment to ban the Associated Press journalists from entering the White House. And I just left a laugh because how many conservative outlets have been banned from the White House over and over and over, like Breitbart and The Blaze and One America News. And there's been so many different organizations that have been banned from the White House for certain events. Like they're not banned for good. They were just banned for one event. And there's other media outlets though that are banned constantly. Like they're not allowed to any event at the White House. And so the hypocrisy abounds. Speaking of which, one of the first things that President Trump did is he signed an executive order that told agencies to start using the term sex and not gender. So with that, a lot of web pages were taken down that promoted any kind of gender ideology. A federal judge yesterday ordered those government agencies to restore those web pages. They got to put those web pages back that deal with gender ideology because it's health related. I'm sure that battle's not over just yet.